Central New York is waging war on litter, as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports. A wide-ranging coalition of Democrats and Republicans, state and local officials, want to get the word out that tossing trash on local roads is bad form.
There was the usual roadside litter in a big bin at the Syracuse DPW facility off Midler Avenue this week. Cups, cans, and cardboard. But there were a couple of items that really galled Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco.
There's two couches, for crying out loud.
It was all part of 3 tons of trash collected along a stretch of 690 between Teal Avenue and Thompson Road in Syracuse last week. Democrat Dave Valesky says if that's typical of Syracuse interstates, the community's using these roads as a garbage can.
The city of Syracuse has about 17 miles of interstate. So if you do the math, 3 tons for 2 miles, we're looking at over 25 tons of garbage.
This is the start of a public awareness campaign sponsored by the bipartisan coalition of state and local officials. One thing you'll be hearing about, enforcement of litter laws, explained here by Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick.
For a first offense, you're facing a potential $350 fine or 10 hours of community service. What we do instead of a conviction is give you the opportunity to work on the community court van and spend the day cleaning up trash in the city of Syracuse.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.